Blessings, dear family, Mother Claire began. I was reading through Chronicles of the Bride and longed to keep working on music. But I need help, Lord. I open to help in troubles. The Lord is a strong tower. Those who run to him are kept safe. Something is brewing. Maybe the land? Johnny the landowner? I don't know, but I need you, Lord. Do I still have a choice with music? Every time I start up, I get slammed by someone or something. Please answer me, Lord. My precious one, all my plans are yes and amen. Nothing has changed in my will for you. There is still much for you to do. It is only a matter of applying yourself and not wasting time. But you are bound with your music, and you do need deliverance to bring you into a freedom you have never known. Not a labor of love, but the true resting in love you so desperately desire to recharge and replenish. So many fears are swirling around you, distracting you from your purpose. You need help, Claire. You need protection, direction, and intercession. It is a matter of convincing others to cover you, and how very important your voice in music is to the salvation of souls. My precious heart dwellers, you have been laxed in protecting her, and I am calling you to stand firm for her in prayer, especially singing and writing the songs sent from heaven for my deeply troubled body. I know you have many things pressing upon you, not the least of which is training and arming yourselves for battle. I especially want you to watch Jennifer LeClaire, preferably every morning, as I give her new areas to pray for in the body. What you learn from her is invaluable. I want you to use it to protect heart dwellers, and especially Mother. Is it too much to ask of you, my brides? Have I not given you instruction and direction through her? She cannot go it alone. She needs your prayer support. All of you have been chosen to benefit from the instruction I have given her. You do not recognize the kind of vessel you are dealing with in her, and as a result, you are not recognizing your destinies as it connects with hers. I have something wonderful waiting for all of you, but it depends on how freely she can operate, how protected and covered she is. Your destinies are intertwined with hers, and she is not getting the serious kind of protection it needs. I have so much waiting for all of you if you will armor up and get really serious about loving me and supporting my vessel. You all have an important part to play in this move of my spirit, which you know so little about. But consider the opposition and understand the enemy is dead set on shutting her down and pulling you all away, one by one. Her reward and your reward are one and the same. This is how important your coverage of her is to me. I want you all to take my message to her very seriously. Read every one of the books for Ramas each day, and especially Chronicles of the Bride to inspire you to draw closer to me. And believe that I have prepared an indescribably wonderful place for you in heaven because of your labors on my behalf. You will have new and wonderful equippings and assignments ahead of you if you make the most of what I have taught you so far in her writings. They are not her words or her thoughts. They are mine, guiding you to greater heights in sanctity, so you can join the other warriors around the world who are deeply committed and accomplishing the impossible. Take me at my word. Shoulder the burden. Don the armor. Take up your swords and arrows. There is territory ahead that I want you to take. Prepare the way for her to progress, and I will back you up with the armies of heaven, which you may call upon at any time for support and to intervene. And you, my beloved, rise up, stop doubting, move forward in full confidence that you are in my perfect will. Employ the new techniques in warfare you are learning. I will prompt you to post those videos that I lead you to, and it will expand your arsenal and authority. Know that the enemy is taking hits. I have countermeasures that will severely hamper their ability to continue disrupting you. More are for you than against you, my bride. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and let's get serious about lifting up and covering Mother Claire and all heart dwellers in prayer.